From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, faced with a growing uprising against his regime, rallied supporters in Tripoli's central square today.
We are able to crush any foreign aggression by people's will, by the armed people. When necessary, weapon depot will be opened. Every Libyan individual and every Libyan tribe will be armed. So Libya will turn into a burning hell.
Gaddafi is heard through an interpreter on Al Jazeera English. As Gaddafi addressed supporters, his militiamen carried out another day of violence against anti-government demonstrators. People streamed from mosques following Friday prayers and were confronted by forces loyal to Gaddafi. Various reports say several people were killed. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is condemning the Libyan government's use of violence. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the military alliance is meeting in an emergency session to see how it could help people escape the deteriorating situation in Libya.
The NATO chief blasts Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi for using the army and police to attack anti-government demonstrators.
It is absolutely outrageous.
Rasmussen says the alliance will prioritize evacuation and humanitarian efforts in its considerations, but he cast doubt on whether a no-fly zone over Libya would be under serious discussion at this point.
Such a far-reaching approach would require a very clear international legitimacy and, in particular, a United Nations mandate.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says the bloc isn't debating military measures, but that sanctions such as asset freezes and visa bans against regime officials are needed to stop the violence. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The sound of cheering protesters knocking down concrete barriers surrounding local government building in Basra, Iraq. There, people are demanding an end to food shortages and better services that they say have deteriorated since the start of the war. The death toll now tops 100 in this week's powerful earthquake in New Zealand. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, rescue teams are still combing through debris in hard-hit Christchurch, where about 200 people are still unaccounted for.
Cold, wet weather and continued aftershocks are making the already grim hunt for more survivors from Tuesday's earthquake even more difficult for the more than 600 rescue workers. With most of the city center already thoroughly searched, rescuers are now checking back alleys and laneways where people may have been buried while walking back to work when the earthquake struck at lunchtime. But officials have conceded that the rescue focus of the mission is drawing to a conclusion. Inspectors have also started fanning out across the city, checking homes and businesses for structural damage. Contaminated drinking water continues to be a problem. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
At last check, the Dow is up 60 points at 12,127. This is NPR News. Damage assessment is underway in Arkansas, which was hit with severe storms. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Malcolm Glover reports 21,000 people still don't have power.
The storm line stretched from southwest Arkansas to the northeast corner of the state with wind gusts between 60 and 70 miles per hour. Matthew Clay, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says damage assessments are underway.
We did have a couple of storms that had rotational effects yesterday, and we do have survey teams out right now who are analyzing damage out in that area to determine if it was actually a tornado that touched down or wind damage.
Early reports show two people were injured, several neighborhoods flooded, and a tractor trailer was blown off the interstate during the storms. Forecasters say more severe weather is expected Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Malcolm Glover in Little Rock.
A college student from Saudi Arabia is charged with attempted use of weapons of mass destruction, reportedly made an initial appearance in court in Texas. Khalid Ali M. Al-Dosari appeared in the U.S. federal court in Lubbock today. Judge Nancy Koenig asked the 20-year-old if he understands the charges against him and ordered him to remain in custody until a March 11th detention hearing. The man was detained earlier this week. Turns out consumers and the government spent less in the fourth quarter than initially thought. The Commerce Department is revising down gross domestic product growth from 3.2% to 2.8%. Economists were expecting the estimate to be revised up, and the outlook for growth may be tempered by government budget cuts and rising oil prices. Dow's up 59 points at 12,128. NASDAQ's up 36 at 2774. This is NPR.